If you only listen to our podcasts, I want to encourage you to visit unfetteredmind.org. Here you'll find, free of charge, dozens of original articles and contemporary translations of Buddhist texts and prayers. If you find these helpful, please make a donation at unfetteredmind.org/donate so we can continue to expand the website and support your practice. Thanks.
Unfettered Mind. What you want and what you're asking for.
Now we turn to part three of living awake, making things happen. This section is called, Where Do You Go Now? So, we want to take a look, a closer look at what do you want to make happen. And this first section is based on a tool that was developed by a colleague of mine, a woman called Kevin Kreitman. The reason she's called Kevin is because she was originally going to go into music, and her mother did not want people hanging up, not calling her, because her name was a female name, being a very chauvinistic business back then. So, but she's had an interesting life, including driving trucks, running a trucking firm, getting a PhD in mathematics, and coming up with what I like to call the Kreitman uncertainty principle, which states you can control, if you control the process, you can't control the result, and if you go for the result, you can't control the process. Which is a good thing to keep in mind. If you control the process, you can't predict what result you're going to get. If you go for a specific result, you can't control the process. You've just got to do whatever it takes to get there.
Very basic scientific principle.
Yes, but it's universally ignored in business. People want, well, I want to get there. Well, you have to do X, Y, and Z, but I don't want to do that. I want to do it this way. Well, then you're not going to get there. No, I'm going to get there doing that. Okay. So, I'm going to do this in groups again, because I think it'll be the best way. And the process here, there are a number of different ways you can get at this, but the crucial distinction is between what you actually want and what you're asking for. So, for instance, a person may say, I want more free time. Okay? Anybody here in that category? Yeah, want more free time. That's what you're asking for. But what do you want that free time for? You have a microphone there? If you're game for this, Christina? It's on?
Says it's on.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, I have a long list of things I like to spend my time doing. My thing that I was using today that I would like to accomplish is I would like to learn to play the piano.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you have the distinction. I want more free time. That's what I'm asking for. But what I actually want is to learn to play the piano.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we could go further and say, why do you want to learn to play the piano, etc., and I'll get to that one in a minute. But you'll see that there are two other questions here. How can you get what you're asking for without getting what you want? Like, here's all the free time, but now you have no piano or something. Or you discover that you make the free time and...
You still don't play the piano.
And you still don't play the piano. Okay?
Yeah.
So that shows how you can get what you're asking for without getting what you want. On the other hand, Diane, yes, you have a question. Could you pass? Thank you. We have another mic here, so...
I'm thinking back to when you went to New Mexico and to write a book.
Yeah, that's a very good example.
Okay, and you didn't write the book, but you had another insight. So the situation was not wasted. You got more information.
Yes, because I made the effort. But I got what I wanted, which was the free time to write the book. But I didn't get the book done. So... what this reveals is that free time or lack of time wasn't the problem. And a lot of the times we're thinking, oh, that's the problem. So that's what the second question goes to. How can you get what you want without getting what you ask for? Well... are you currently taking piano lessons?
No.
Maybe you could start.
That's right. I do have a piano. I got that far.
You got a teacher right back there.
Piano. I'm in San Diego, so no, you're right. There's, there's another block, obviously, because I find time to do all kinds of things in my life that don't even really need to be done.
Right.
So that's what we were talking about here, is what is the block? What's the obstacle?
Okay. And there's two ways we can go with these things. One is to be clear about the block, and the other is to be clear about our motivation, about what we really want to do. Because another way of looking at this is, for whatever reason, learning to play the piano isn't very high on your priorities.
Because if it were high in the priority, I would be doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when we're establishing priorities, it's very good to look at what we do, yeah. Not what we say.
When Linnea said the thing about not knowing the value system or struggling against the value system, that's what came up for me very strongly with this. It's like, I think that's what I want to do, but I'm not doing it. And somehow it doesn't feel right to be doing it or okay to be doing it.
Ah, so that opens up a whole nother...
Yeah, it's a big mess.
Yeah. Okay. But you get the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So is everybody clear about this distinction between what you're asking for versus what you want? So what I want to do is to break up into groups and actually focus on that, going through the same process. There are two techniques. You can just leave it on, just okay, because otherwise it crashes. There are two techniques which I found helpful on this, and there are probably more. One is to make this distinction and ask those two questions: how can I get what I'm asking for and not get what I want? It illuminates a lot of possibilities. And how can I get what I want without getting what I'm asking for? And that often opens up more possibilities. The other one is the process that I was just starting with Christina. It's called the five whys. And you ask why five times in a row. Now, this gets pretty ugly. Hey, it's all terrible, so you might as well enjoy it. because you ask, okay, why do you want to do that? And why do you want that? And why do you want that? And you have to keep going down. Now, that by the time you get to the fourth or fifth one, you're usually getting down to some pretty basic stuff. And this is why you find where the real nitty-gritty motivation is. People were talking about squirmy, uncomfortable feelings this morning. Well, you can expect to find some squirmy, uncomfortable feelings here. Now, how do you work with squirmy, uncomfortable feelings? When you work with these five whys, you may come to a point where you cannot answer, or all you can say is, I don't know. But there will be a palpable emotional feeling, which you may not be able to name, but there will be something there. That's where you rest. Just be with that feeling to the best of your ability. Because what we're doing with the five whys is stripping away the layers that keep us out of touch or keep us separated from what's actually going on. And the five whys is one way of getting at it. It's a fairly direct way. So I'm just giving you that. Now, if you're in the role of supporting the person, then when they stop, you stop. You don't ask any more questions. You just be there with them in attention, creating a field which provides the support. So they can actually be right in that experience. When I say be right in that experience, that means rest in what is arising in the body. It may be quite uncomfortable. It may be unfamiliar. It may be pleasant. I mean, there's no telling. A yearning, it may be a reconnection with an experience which you'd forgotten, and just like, oh, there's all kinds of possibilities. But be there in the body, be there with your emotions, or in your emotions. Don't worry about the stories. As I said earlier today, the function of the stories is to stop you from experiencing what's there. That actually is the function of the stories. So don't worry particularly about stories. Just be in the experience. If you can only be at the edge of the experience because it's too hot, that's fine. That's what you can do at this point. You can be right at the edge. So the process is going to be the person will say, this is what I want. And then one of the other two people say, okay. For instance, you were saying, I want to I want more free time. Then you start into the five whys. Why do you want that? And they'll come up with a reason. Well, I will just take the piano one. Well, I want to play the piano. Why do you want to play the piano? Sure, if you're game.
Because when I actually do sit down in front of it and play, I lose myself in it. It feels wonderful.
Why do you want to lose yourself in it?
Well, I guess there are two answers to that. One is it feels good, and the other is it is kind of a little bit of an escape.
Why do you want to escape? Well, and just whenever you feel uncomfortable, you can just say,
I'm already feeling uncomfortable. But, well, because, you know, there are some things in life that I wish they were otherwise. And I have a lot of struggles around that, actually.
Okay.
I find a lot of the struggle in my life is from wanting things to be other than what they are. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can ask, why do you want things to be other than they are? You see, this gets quite deep quite quickly.
Yeah. It's bottomless. I thought you said there were five whys. Didn't you have your five whys?
Yeah, it's only three so far.
it
Now, there's a feeling there, right? Just breathe and be in that feeling. You don't have to say anything. Be in their body, be in the emotions. It's probably a little unfamiliar territory. You don't go there too often. What's it like to be right there?
It's not awful. It's not comfortable. It's kind of interesting.
Okay. So this is how you explore unknown territory.
Yeah.
I won't push you any further, but that's good. So you see how the process works. Now, she said it was bottomless. Have you heard about the turtles?
Yes, I know the turtle story.
Okay, you had a question. Can we have a mic here? Thank you, Christina.
Unfettered Mind retains all rights to these podcasts. If you wish to use part or a whole podcast, please send an email to podcasts@unfetteredmind.org.